When Tesh Vav Amid Beis, bottom. Start from there again. Okay, we had a mission in Tamid that said that in the Beis HaMokad, which was on the northwest side of the Mikdash, there were four Lishkos in the four corners. And Lishkos HaTloyim was in the northwest corner of the Beis HaMokad. Okay. Now we have a Mishnah in Midos. The Mishnah says like this: Arba Lishkos Hayu LeBeis HaMokad. There were four small rooms in the four corners of the Beis HaMokad. Kikitonios HaPsuchos LeTraklin, like rooms open into a big room. Shtayim BaKodesh VeShtayim BaChol. Two of them were BaKodesh and two BaChol. And again, the Rashi learns that the Beis HaMokad was built half in the Kodesh, half in Chol. So two of the rooms were in the Azara, and two of the rooms were outside the Azara. And the Rambam learns that the whole Beis HaMokad was outside the Azara, but two of the rooms opened into the Azara. And half of it was Kodesh, and half of that room was Chol. The Roshay Paspasim Avdilin Bein Kodesh L'Chol. And there were little posts in the floor that separated between the place that was Chol, either the part that was out of the Azara, or the part that was Chol that opened into the outside of the Azara. Umayum Shamshos, what were these four small rooms in the corners of the Beis HaMokad? Marovis Dromis, Hi Hai Salishkas Tolei Korban. The southwest corner was the place where they kept the sheep for the korban talmid. Dromis Mizrachis, southeast, Hilishkas Shehayu Olsin Ba Lechem Aponim. Southeast room was where they made the Lechem Aponim. Mizrachis Tzvonis, the northeast room, Ba Gonzu Beis Chashmonoi Avnei Mizbeach Sheshoktsu Malchayovam. That's where they put into Geniza the stones of the Mizbeach that Malchei Yovan were metame. They used for what's it called, for korbanos, for avodah zarah. And they took the Mizbeach apart and they put the stones away, put them in Geniza, and they built a new Mizbeach, the Chashmonoim, when they came back. Not only did they light the menorah, they built a new Mizbeach too. Tzvonis Maravis, the northwest corner, Boy Yordan LeBeis HaTvila. That's where they had steps that went down to the mikvos for the Kohanim who were Tameh to be Tovil. And that part was built outside the Kodesh, and therefore a Kohen was allowed to go there. Kohen Tameh was allowed to be there going down the steps to the mikvos. See Rashi before we go on. LeBeis HaMokad Psuchasva. There were four rooms in the corners of the Beis HaMokad that were open to it. Shtayim BaKodesh Shtayim BaChol. So Beis HaMokad Mitzosa Benuya Besoch Azara Mekudesha Mitzosa BaChol. So Rashi said, like we learned, the Beis HaMokad itself was half in the Azara, half outside the Azara. Rashi Paspasin Chatichos Eitzim, small little posts, Mavdilin L'Simin V'Mokam Amatzik Ben Kodesh BaChol. They were there in the middle of the room to know that this side of the room is Kodesh and this side of the room is Chol. Sheshiksu Malchei Yovan, Sheiktiru Aleho Lavodesh Kochavim B'Mikdash. Because the Yevonim use the Mizbeach in the Mikdash to be makriv, what's it called, Korbanos for Avodah Zarah. They makriv pigs. K'toni B'Lishkas HaTloyim Shehu B'Marovish Dromis. The bottom line though, it says that the Lishkas HaTloyim was in the southwest corner, and the Mishnah we had from Tamid said that it was in the northwest corner. So which was it? Omer Rav Huna, Man Tana Midos, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Midos, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's it called, is the Stam Tana of Midos. And he taka held it was in the northwest corner. And in Tamid, it said, what's it called, just the opposite. In Midos, it said it was in the southwest corner. That goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. In Talmud, it said the northwest corner, that's a different Tana. Dishnan, how do you know that Midos was authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Dishnan, Ezra Snoshim Hoysa Orech Mea Ushloshim. This is another Mishnah in Midos. There's a Mishnah in Midos, right? Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah says, Ezra Snashim Haisa Orech Mea Ushloshim Vechamesh Arocha Mea Ushloshim Vechamesh. The Ezra Snashim was 135 Amos by 135 Amos. The Arba Lishkos Hayu Bedalad Mikzos Seha, and there were four Lishkos in the Ezra Snashim, in the four corners of the Ezra Snashim. Umahayu Mashamshos, what were these Lishkos in the Ezra Snashim? This is different than what we're talking about, Beis Hamokad. Beis Hamokad was on the side of the Azara. This was the Ezra Snashim itself. Dromis Mizrachis, he was a Lishkos HaNazirin. The southeast corner of Ezra Snashim was a room where the Nazirim would prepare to, what's it called, bring their korbanos and to stick their hands into the Azara. Shishon Nazirim Mavashlam Shlamim. That's where they were Mavashal their Shlamim, where they put their hair under the dud, where they're Mavashal Shlamim. Umegalchim Sarin, Meshalchim Takas Adud. That was in the southeast corner of the Ezra Snashim. Mizrachi Shlonis, the northeast corner, Hihai Salishkas Dir Ha'etzim. That's where the Lishkas Dir Ha'etzim, that's where they kept wood for the Mizbeach. Shesham Kohanim Balimumim Omdim Masliim Be'etzim. That's where they checked the wood for worms. And Kohanim, who were Balimum, who couldn't do any other avoda, so they would do that. That was kosher even with a Balmum, to check the wood for Toloi. Shekol Eitz Sheesh Bo Tolas, Pasul Gabi Mizbeach. Slonish Marovis, the northwest corner of the Ezra Snashim, Hihai Solishka Samitzoroyim. That's where Lishka Samitzoroyim was. See one second what that is. Marovis Dromis, the southwest corner, Omra Belosa Ben Yaakov, Shochachti Mahaisa Meshameshes. So Belosa says, that I forgot what it was used for. That's Mashma, that since he said that one he forgot, he was telling us what all the other ones were. So the Stam Tana that till now was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov now says, I forgot what was in the southwest corner. Abishol Omer Boha Yunosnim Yain Veshemen, the Hihai Sanikris Lishkas Beishmonayim. About Abishol reminded him, and he said, in the southwest corner of the Ezra Snashim, what's it called? They put wine and oil, and that was called the Lishka of the oil Lishka. So therefore, it's Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov is a Stam Mishnah in Midos. Hachi Nami Mistabra, okay, let's go wait till we go on. Let's see the Rashi here. Mantana Midos, Ha Masnisim, Meseches Midos, here Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. The Stami de Masnisim, the Midos, Kaimikovase. Stam Mishnayis in Midos go according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. And that would prove it. That Haisa Orech min Amizrach l'Ma'ariv Arocha min Atzofen l'Dorim. It was 135 amos long and 135 amos wide. The width is what's it called from north to south, and the length was from east to west. Even though they were the same, that was a square. But length in the Mikdash is called east to west because that's how you came in, and the width was north to south. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shochachti. Michlal Dereisha, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kamarla. Right? Until now, who was talking? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And when it came to the southwest corner, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, I forgot what was there. So until now, though, the Stam Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Hachi Masnami Mistabra, the Stam of the Midos, Rabbi Elazar ben Kamarla. I have another proof that Stam Mishnah is in Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Hachi Nam Mistabra, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he does not. All the walls, not of the Azara now we're talking the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. The walls, the outer walls of the Beis HaMikdash, are you gvoing, were high walls, very high walls. Chutz mikosel mizrachi, except for the east wall. The east wall faced Har HaZeisim, right? The opposite side from the Kosel Maravi. If you go up onto Har HaZeisim, where the Beis HaKvaris is, and you look towards the Makom HaMikdash, so you see facing you the opposite wall of the Kosel HaMaravi. That was the Kosel HaMizrachi. That wall was very low. Right? It could be it was only a little bit more than 20 amas high. Shakoin Asorif Esapara Omeid Bahara Mishcha. Why was it low? Because the Kohen who would burn the Paraduma would stand on Har HaZeisim, called Har HaMishcha, Umechavin Veroa Keneged Pischo Shel Heichal B'Sho HaZos Adam. Right, it says that he had to be able to see the he had a shechted Pesach Oel Moed, when in the Midbar. So Pesach Oel Moed was the same thing as the Pesach of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. He had to be able to see into the Pesach of the Heichal from Har HaZeisim when he shechted the Paraduma. When he was what's it called Maza, the Dam of the Paraduma, right, he was able to look into the Heichal across the mountain and into the Pesach HaHeichal Usnan, and that was impossible unless this wall was low. If this wall was high and he had to look through the openings that were mechuvin connected, one connected the other one, when you came into the Beis HaMikdash through the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis, mechuvin connected the opening of the Azara in the eastern wall, connected the opening of the Heichal. So theoretically you could look through one door, see the opening of the next door would be very good. But it didn't work like that because the Har went up. So what you saw eye level through one door, the next door you only saw height, and the next door already was out of your sight. So if he had to look through the doors, right, he wouldn't have been able to see the Heichal. So he had to be able to look over the wall to see the Heichal. All of the Sha'arim, not the wall, height of the wall was much higher, but the gates that opened in those walls was 20 amas high and 10 amas wide. Usnan lift nimimenu soreg, and they went like this. There was the wall of the Har HaBayis, then inside that was the soreg. Soreg was like a lattice work that from there, that point in, no goyim could go. Usnan lift nimimenu hachil, inside that was the chil, was a smaller wall before the wall of the Azora. Eser amos, that was 10 amos. Ushtemesre milus hayusham, and between the chil and the Azora was ten amos, and there were 12 steps because it went up. Rumala, what's it called? Chatzi ama. The height of each step was a half an amma, the shilcha chatziyama, and it was a half an amma, what's it called, wide. In other words, the step itself was a half an amma, and it went up a half an amma to the next step. So it was across, you walked a half an amma, then you went up half an amma to the next step. And then that was half an amma, up half an amma, next step. So, Tesla, one second. Rumal chatziyama v'shilcha chatziyama. Tesla malos olos mitocha hayordos mi'ezes Yisrael ezes nashim. Then, when you got to the Azara, there were another 15 miles that went from the ezres nashim to the ezres Yisrael. Right, and those 15 were rumala chatziyama v'shilcha chatziyama. Same thing. Each step was half an amma higher than the step before, and a half an amma in more towards the Azara than the step before. The step itself was half an amma, and then it went up half an amma, the next step half an amma, so you're getting closer into the Azara each step, a half an amma closer in and half an amma higher. Usnan second note Tesla's oh mitocha yordos mez Israel ezus nashim. And when we came from Ezra's Israel, Tezus Noshim went down. When you came from Ezra's Noshim, Tezus Israel, which is the way you're going into the Mikdash, you went up. Usnan, Bein Ha'olam L'Mizbeach, Kav Bezama. Now you got ready to the Azara. It was flat until you got to the Ulam. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there were 22 Amas. Shtei Misri Milas, and there were also 12 steps. Hayusham Rum Maila Chatzi Amma Veshilcha Chatzi Amma. Same thing. Each step was half an amma, and the next step was half an amma up. Usnan Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Maila Haisasham the Gavoa Amma the Ducha Nosen Oleha. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov adds another step, and that was an amma high. And on that step, aside from these, what's it called? These 12 steps. There was another step according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. That was the Duchan, where what's it called, where the Leviim stood, where the Kohanim stood, where the Kohanim stood, and said Birkas Kohanim. Right, the duchan nasan aleho ubo shalosh malos, and there were three steps on top of that duchan shel chatzi chatzi ama. Okay, now see the Rashi's and just see the how it worked over here. So we're getting farther in towards the heichal, and we're going up each time. Okay, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov added another height, another step towards there. Bishnan kolak solin v'lo matzis mok misla elik Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This thing that all the walls were this height, and therefore the wall, the Mizrach wall, had to be lesser, can only be according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We'll see in 1 second why. All the walls, the north, south, and west walls of the Mikdash were very high. Because the Sha'arim, the open part, was 20 Amos. And above the open part was many, many Amos. Right? Could be there were 40 Amos high, the walls. Double the what was opened. Chutz mikosol mizrachis, who are tacht on the ragli harabayis, shabon nichnasim lechil, shalifni hezris nashim. The main entrance to the Beis HaMikdash was on the east side. Came into the Beis HaMikdash on the east, towards the west, and you walk towards the Heichal. And that one was what's it called, was less than what's it called, we'll see, what's, could it be 26 Amos high, or even exactly 20 Amos. In other words, it was just a little bit, a few inches above the doorway. That's how you went in. You went to the Chil, then to Ezras Noshim, into the Azara, and then into the Ezras Yisrael, and then to the space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and then you get into the Ulam. Shekoin Asorif Esapora Omid Bahara Mishcha, Hu Harazesim, Asher Al Pnei Yerushalayim Mikedem. This is east of Yerushalayim. The Kohen faced west, and he faced the east side of the Mikdash, facing towards the whole west, towards the whole Mikdash was in front of him, east to west. Umiskavin v'roem me'al gova rosh hakosel. He looked above the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, the eastern wall, derech hasha'arim shalifnim hemena, and then through the openings that were past that wall, Pischo Shalhe. What did he see? Pischo Shalhechel. He would see ultimately the Pesach of the Heichel. Shumazeh Badam. Can you see the Hizel Nochach Pnei Ol Moed? He should sprinkle the dam of the Paraduma towards Pesach Ol Moed. So he had to see it when he did it. The Imhoisa Kosel Gavoa, Apopisha Shore Mechuvonim Zekenegetze. If the wall would have been too high, right, so he couldn't look over the wall, then you would have to look through the openings that were one lined up, one after the other. Shar zeh, ashar harabayis, keneged shar ezras nashim. The first opening, the first gate, was the harabayis. The next opening was the ezras nashim. And they were mamish mechuvin, one to the other. You look through this door, you saw the next door. Ushar ezras nashim, keneged shar ha'azor ha'gedola. From the ezras nashim, there was a shar that went into the ezras Yisrael. And that was exactly lined up with the other shar. Ushar ha'azora keneged Pesach ha'heichal. And the shar ha'azora, the next opening, was the heichal. So they all were in a line. So theoretically, he could look through this door, see the opening of the next door, look through the opening of the next door until he got to the heichal. But it didn't work like that because it went up on an incline. So if you look through this, you didn't see the bottom over here. You saw much higher. And the next one was much higher. And we'll see that it wasn't, you weren't able to look through them all and see the Pesach of the Heichal. You're going to see the height of the Heichal, or whatever. Not the height, just the opposite. You're going to see the bottom, right, the bottom of the Heichal, not the open. Lo haya yochel liros es Pesach ha-Heichal derech Pesachim. We'll see, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it was impossible to look through the openings and see the opening of the Heichal. Lefi shahar holechu magbia, because the har was on an incline, going constantly up. We'll see that the total height difference between the ground level of the Pesach of the Heichal and the ground level of the initial Harabayis is 20 Amos difference.
The
It comes out that the place where you walk, the porch that led into the Heichal, that was the ground level of the door of the Heichal, right, was higher than the Mashkov of the Pesach Harabais. So you couldn't look through there and see that what's it called? You looked through there, you saw ground. You didn't see what's it called, the open door. V'lo yuchal liros chalo Pesach Heichal derech oso Pesach. Right, this is the picture is here, like this. The here's the Kohen on Harazesim. He's looking across. So what he sees first, if he looks through the doorway, he goes through the, what's it called, he sees the doorway of Shar, what's it called, the Shar of Harabais. He's out here somewhere, next mountain. He's looking through here, so he looks through this door. This door, he's not able to see, except the height over here, because if he looks straight across, this is higher. So if he looks straight across from the bottom of this door, he's going to see ground, not doorway. He looks up a little bit, and he'll be able to look through the door of the Ezra's Harabites. Then he looks through that door, and he'll see the bottom part of the Shar of the Ezra's Noshim. Okay? Look straight across, he'll see that. Then, he looks straight across in line, he's still going to be able to see the opening to the regular Azor. Still within his, it's going up, but it's still in his line through here. But it's already much the bottom part of it. He's not going to be able to see anything above that, because that's way above him. Okay? And then if he looks across, he's going to see this floor over here. He's not going to see anything of the hay. That's the bottom line what we're talking about. So he has to look over the wall, not through here, over the wall, so he'll be able to see the Heichal. Because if he looks through the doors, right, it's getting higher and higher, and his line of vision gets lower and lower, and instead of seeing through the door, he's going to be able to only see the ground of the Azora, that's all. And not the Pesach Heichal. He's not to see the Pesach Heichal. The only way he's going to do that is if he looks over the wall. Now, if the wall is too high and he couldn't look over the wall, then he's stuck. Then there's no way that when he was Mazar the Dam and Harazesim, could he see the, what's it called, any part of the Pesach of the Heichal. Now we're going to explain how that works. Tarashi says like this: Umiskavin v'roe mi'al gova rosh hakosel derech hasha'arim shelifnim hemenu pisra shel heichal k'shu mazah b'dam. Okay. Okay. Now we're learning. Okay. Usnan kol apsochim usnan lifnim hemenu kol hanitnan usnan dekomaisi hocha lefrushei osa. All these tnans are the hemshech of the Mishnah that explains what the problem was. Why, if the wall of the Harabais wasn't low, he wouldn't have been able to look through the openings and see the opening of the Heichal, even though they were lined up. Lifrushe yosa, de lo meshkachas de ichsi pischa, tato, de malos Harabais, el Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Because it'll only come out according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that he couldn't look through the doorways and see part of the opening of the Heichal. According to the other Mandiomer, not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there was still enough in his line of sight to see a portion of the Heichal door. Why? Gvoim Esrim Amma. All the doorways were 20 amas high. Kivin de Gvoim Esrim Amma, lo mashkacha shenistan b'maylo sahar l'rabbonan. According to the Rabbonan, right, it'll come out that it wasn't closed up completely. You could still see the Heichal if you looked through the opening of the Harabayas, even if the wall was high. You didn't have to look over the wall. You could look through the opening of the Shah, which is 20 amas high. Why? Lifnim menu so reg ha yasham lifnim mikosom mizrahi. The next thing you came to after the wall of the Harabayas was a soreg. The he mechitza suya nekoven nekoven kiseruge mita shel chavolim. It's called the soreg because it was made lattice work, like a bed that has what's it called? You put the mattress on the bed and they to tie things lattice wise to put the mattress on. That's a mita shel serugim. So serug means intermittently. The serugin means to do something. What's it called? Some once this, once that, whatever. That's serugin. So soreg is a lattice work. Keserugin mito shachavon. But also bedape eight sarukin muktzarim shikorin lattice. Umarkiven also zua gavzu bealachson. And the lattice work was made on a slant. The korin also belas prudni. Okay. So that's the next thing. Then Lifni may also so reg hayamakum pano yuramas vunikra chil. Then there was a place, Rashi learns the chil was not another wall, but it was a space in the mikdash 10 amas wide or long that was called the chil. So a space, an empty space after the so reg till you got to the Ezra's Noshim. Others learned that the chil. Others learned the chil was a small wall, another little wall. Chil the choma. The choma is a high wall, and the chil is a little wall before the choma. So, but Rashi learns that it was a empty space called the chil. Ushtemesri mother saw you, but also your amas. In those 10 amas that was called the chil, there were 10 steps. There were 10 amas. Shahar magbiya min asore got sharis es nashim. In those 10 amas, the mountain went up. Not 10 amas, but it was 10 amas. What's it called? Till the beginning, till the opening to the Ezra's Noshim. And each of these steps, in those 10 amas, was room called Milo Mada Chatzi Amma. Each step was a half an amma long, the step itself. The surface of the step was a half an amma. Harisha Ola Karka Ezra's Noshim, Vav Amas. And it was high half an amma. So if there were 12 steps, that means at the last step was 6 amas higher than the first step. So from the Chil to the Ezra's Noshim was 6 amas up. Okay, that's 6 amas. V'shilcha meshech rocha v'mayla chatzi amma. V'orka b'chol rocha v'har l'tzof and l'dorah. So there's a half an amma in in length. Tezva malas. Then from the Ezra's Noshim to the Ezra's Yisrael, there was another 15 steps. Gova karka ezus yisrael ezus nashim harishaola har yud gimel amma v'chetzi. Right, then it comes up now that it was 7.5 amas higher the ezus yisrael from the ezus nashim. So now we're already 13.5 amas higher. 6 amas from the chil till the ezus nashim higher than the beginning of harabayis. 7.5 amas now higher from the ezus yisrael ezus nashim to the ezus yisrael. Usnan bein ha'olam lezbeach yudud malas. And now, once you got to the Azara, the Ezra's Israel, there was another 15 milas, a 12 milas between the ulam and the makom ha'mizbeach. Harishigova karka heichal mikarka harabayis atachton shai sfrei amma v'chetzi, which is another 6. So we're dealing now with 19.5 amas, where the harabayis was lower 19.5 amas from the beginning, the floor of the ulam. The floor of the ulam was 19.5 amas higher than the beginning of Harabayis, the bottom of Harabayis. When you started coming up the mountain, you had to go up 19.5 amas, right? And then you came to the ground level of the ulam. Adayin nisha min ha-pesach ha-tachton chatzi amma el-yona liros derech shom chatzi amma ha-tachtona sholchal pesach echon. So now if you look through the doors according to the Chachamim, right, you are able to see 1.5 amma of the bottom of the ulam. So if you look through the top of the doorway of the Harabayis straight through, he would see a half an amma the bottom of the, what's it called, because only 19.5 amas higher. And the doorway was 20 amas. So a half an amma, you could see the doorway of the ulam. It's no problem. So the wall didn't have to be lowered. Usnan, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Mai lohoisa ol be'ezras Yisrael, the gavoa amma, but Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov adds another step. What was his step? There was another step, right, in Ezra's Israel, and it was an amma high. The Arka Barochav Kol Azorah, and it was the width of the entire Azorah. It was a step that went across the entire Azorah, and it was one more amma high. So according to him, the Heichal was not 19.5 amas higher; it was 20.5 amas higher. The Duchan Shalavim. Boni Oleho, the Levium stood on that and said Shira, not the Kohanim, the Levium. The Gavoa Amma V'chetzi, no, it was an Amma and a half high. Ubo Gimel Maila Shalchatzi Amma, Sha'olim Boni L'Duchan. And you went up the steps to get onto this Duchan where the Levium would sing 3 steps up. So Iyam Rishlama Stama diktani de kosum is rocking no more today liros we maalo dero shari as usnosh and as Israel as chal pesach hechel or belezer ben Yaakov he disley maili yaseira. The gova karko et mi karko tachton chofam of a chetzi. He learns that there was an extra one amma height between the bottom of Harabayis and the hechel. So that means there was 20 and a half amas higher. If it was 20 and a half amas higher, you wouldn't see anything of the opening. The opening was only 20. So what you would see was a half an amma into the ground. You would not see what's it called the opening of the hechel. You couldn't look straight across and see the opening of the hechel. But according to the Rabbanan, that there wasn't an extra amma high. It was only 19 and a half amas higher. So you could see a half an amma, the bottom of the opening of the hechel. Let's just see it inside the Gemara. That's why you couldn't see the Pesach of the Heichal if you looked through the Pesach of the Harabayis, because as it went up and up and up, your line of vision was lower and lower and lower, and finally once it got to be 20 Amos you couldn't see the doorway anymore. But according to the Rabban, it only got 19 and a half Amos up, you could still see the bottom half Amma of what's it called of the Pesach of the Heichal. Rashi, Hainu the Ichsilei Pesach Atachtum Begova Karka Echel. Ela I Amrish Rabbanan Ha'ika Palga Di Amsa Yimishchazilei Pischa Begavei. There's a half an Amma that you could still see the bottom of the opening of the Hechel. So why does the wall have to be low? You don't have to look over the wall. You could look through the doorways and still see half an Amma of opening of the Hechel. Ela Lav Shema Minor Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov Hi. So we've established that the Stam Mishnayis of Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, Elai Amas Rabbanan Hare Lo Olu Hamaylus Elai Yud Tes Amma V'Chetzi. Right, all of the steps and all of the height from the bottom of Harabayis till the Heichal was only 19 and a half Amas higher. Upashle Palga Amsa De Mischazale Pesach HaHeichal B'Gavei. So you're left with a half an Amma that you could see the opening to the Heichal if you look through all the doors one after the other. The Kohen Harization could have looked not over the wall but through the openings, and you could still see half an Amma of the Pesach HaHeichal. Okay, so that is another proof that Midos is Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Mela, there's a stira between Midos and Tamid. The Midos is one Tana and Tamid is a different Tana.